Welcome in, quick hitters. Terrific Thursday. Let's get these picks out of the way. Week 11 picks. We're going to take it to the top. But last week, 5-9. Oh, boy. Terrible. That was just terrible. 5-9. Bengals and Ravens. Thursday night football. I'm going to go with those Ravens. Ravens at home. Their offense is cooking. And one of those games that can go either way. But I just feel good about Lamar Jackson, where he's headed right now. He's got that offense rolling. So we're going to take the Ravens in week 11. Raiders and Dolphins. I like what they got going on in Las Vegas right now with the new coach, Antonio. But the Dolphins are a tough fish to fry, and I don't think the Raiders can handle the tuna. So we're going to go with the Dolphins in week 11. Titans and Jaguars. Jaguars came off a loss last week. Kind of surprised me a little bit. Couldn't pull that one out. But they should beat the Titans at home in week 11. I'm going to roll with them. We already know what the deal is with the Titans. They just can't wait for next year. Cardinals and Texans. This is a must win. And I say must win. It can be a must win every week for the Texans. But this is a must win at home against the Cardinals, a team that you should beat, especially coming off a high, you know, beating the Bengals, a good, favorable Super Bowl playoff team, so to speak. So the Cardinals shouldn't be standing in your way, especially at home. I know Kyler Murray is back. Going to take him a while to get back in the groove. Even if he runs around and make a few plays, I think we still should be able to win it. So Texans at home in week 11. Giants and Commanders. Man, I'm just going to take Commanders because they're at home. It's a toss-up. They're both bad. Man, I'm just surprised about those Commanders. I expect a lot more from them. They need a few wins in a row. That's what they need. A few wins in a row. Did they win last week? No, they didn't. They lost to the Seahawks. We're still going to go with y'all in week 11. Jets and Bills. I don't know what's going on, but those Bills are slumping. They say they lost their offense. Josh Allen say they lost their offense. I mean, what y'all do? Y'all put it in a paper bag, put it on the shelf? What do you mean you lost your offense? They're bad. They're struggling. It's a strong possibility that this team won't even make the playoffs. Can you imagine that? Buffalo Bills, possibly. Depending, let them drop a few more games and see what happens. They could miss the playoffs. Imagine that. And usually I would pick the Bills in this type of situation against the Jets. I can't do it. They struggle too much for me. Can't trust them. I'm going with the Jets in week 11. Vikings and Broncos. I'm smelling the sauce and drinking the juice. I'm going with the Broncos at home. It looked like they starting to get their stuff together. Not all the way, but they starting to look like a decent team. And I think they probably can beat the Vikings. They should be able to beat the Vikings. Let's just put it that way. Kirk Cousins out for the year. So, I mean, their backup can go out there and throw with 400 yards for all we know. I mean, that's how it's been going week to week. Some teams you think that's not going to win end up winning. But I'm going to go with the Broncos. Actually, I would like for them to get it together. So go ahead and take care of them Vikings in week 11. All right, let's take this thing back up to the top. Steelers and Browns. We're going to go with the Steelers on that one. That's no shock. But, man, Deshaun Watson, shouts out to him. A hell of a game he played against those Ravens. Just when you start getting your groove and then something like that happens, he's out for the year. So, prayers, thoughts to him, and hopefully he can come back maybe next year. But it's been a rough few years for Deshaun Watson. Tough years. Hopefully he can bounce back. So we're going to have to go with the Steelers in week 11. Bears and Lions. I'm going to go with the Lions. You know how it goes. But I'm going to take the Lions at home. Chargers and Packers. It's hard to go against the Packers at home. Usually when they're at home, I usually choose them and pick them when they're at home. I'm going to do the same thing this week. Packers at home. And Herbert, I mean, y'all got to get a little more crisp. Y'all need to rack some wins up as well. String about 3 or 4 in a row. It'll look good. It'll look good. But y'all definitely need to get into the playoffs. Y'all need to make a lot of noise. I was pretty big on them as well coming in the year. They kind of slid, get back on track a little bit, but they've been inconsistent themselves. But they're a good team. They're just a good team, and they just need to string together a bunch of wins and just play some strong defense and let their quarterback try to win it in the end. So I'm not picking y'all this week, but it's going to be the Packers. Cowboys and Panthers. Cowboys for sure. I think that's a no-brainer. Panthers been struggling. They look good in moments, but going against the Cowboys defense, it's going to give them fits. It's going to give them fits. And plus, they're just coming off a blowout. So the Cowboys rolling. That offense, I mean, shouts out to Dak Prescott. All the stuff you've been taking from me, everybody else, you're handling your business, boy. Keep it up. Keep it up. Buccaneers and 49ers. Maybe I'm going to go out on a limb on this one, and maybe not. I'm going to go with the Bucs. Even though the 49ers at home, 49ers should be a Super Bowl favorite, should be deep in the playoffs. They get there. They've been struggling. They've been having injuries. They're getting some guys back piece by piece. But I'm going to say the Bucs going to shock them. I'm going to say the Bucs going to shock them in week 11. Seahawks and Rams. Rams been struggling. Rams been inconsistent. You just don't expect this from the Rams, especially coming in this year. I expected them to be rolling, knocking on the door to another Super Bowl or deep in the playoffs. Not happening for them. Seahawks, I like the makeup. Quarterback Geno, Carroll the coach. They flying around on defense again. It's not Legion of Boom, but they still can give you a little doom and gloom, I guess you can say. So, yes, we're going with Seahawks, week 11. Okay. Magic game of the hour, biggest game of the week, Royal Rumble. My goodness. Now, I didn't look back because, like I said, I did pick the Eagles to lose to the Chiefs one of these weeks. First game, second game, I don't remember. Got to go back and look at it. But I'm taking those Eagles this week. Chiefs at home, they're going to be tough. Everybody's getting up for this game. Chiefs are ready. This is definitely a statement game. This was the Super Bowl last year. Eagles want to prove it's going to go different this time around. Chiefs want to prove that we're still the champs and you're not ready yet. So it's going to be a lot of headlines in this game. Big game for the Eagles. Eagles have to take it down. They're built for it. Both of these teams were on a bye last week, so they can sit back. They strategized. They got healthy. They did some more scouting. Hey, expect a high performance out of this ball game. Maybe high scoring, but the Eagles need to get this one. I ain't going to say for their psyche, but to let them know, yeah, y'all can be beat, and we should have won the Super Bowl. Prove it. Prove it on Monday Night Football, prime time. They put it there for a reason. It wasn't a coincidence. They put that on Monday night for a reason. So we're going to Eagles. Week 11. Handle your business. Handle your business. All right? So, I think that wraps it up for week 11. Those are my picks. Take a look at them, what y'all think. Last week was torture. It was torture. I believe we can get it better this time around. Great games coming on this week. Key matchups. Think we'll be able to do something with it. So y'all enjoy y'all terrific Thursday. Thanks for y'all time. This is GSQH, Goody Mo Sports Quick Hits. Enjoy yourselves. I'm out of here. Peace.